Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States designated a widespread sanctions evasion network that works for the benefits of Hezbollah financer Nazim Saeed Ahmad under its counterterrorism sanctions authority. Ahmad himself was designated by the United States in late 2019 for providing material support to Hezbollah, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization. On April 18th, the United States Department of State and the Treasury Department imposed sanctions on 52 individuals and entities for facilitating the payment, shipment, and delivery of cash, diamonds, precious gems, art, and luxury goods for the benefit of Nazim Saeed Ahmad, a Lebanese art collector and diamond dealer. Nazim Saeed Ahmad leads a global network of family members, associates, and companies that exploits weaknesses in the regulation of diamond, precious gem, and art markets to acquire luxury goods. The network utilizes both legal and illegal means to induce participants into falsely engineering certificates, thus allowing Ahmad to manipulate diamond prices and taxes, and to purchase or co-sign high-priced luxury goods and artwork from auction houses and galleries worldwide. The network undervalues invoices for such imported luxury items through seaports and subsequently moves assets into Lebanon without paying the applicable taxes and duties. Key sanctioned individuals include Firas Ahmad, Nazed Saeed Ahmad's son, who handles many of his father's business affairs in South Africa. Nazim Saeed Ahmad's daughter, Hind Ahmad, who has brokered deals on behalf of her father and helped create an alias to help him evade sanctions and purchase artwork from U.S. companies. Rami Baker, his brother-in-law, who served as a proxy for Nazim Saeed Ahmad and his many companies in Lebanon and Angola. And his wife, Rima Baker, who handled the shipping and logistics of importing millions of dollars of art from the United States and foreign art galleries into Beirut and helped him circumvent U.S. sanctions. The individuals involved in this network used shell companies and fraudulent schemes to disguise Nazim Saeed Ahmad's role in financial transactions, said Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence Brian E. Nelson. Luxury good market participants should be attentive to these potential tactics and schemes, which allow terrorist financiers, money launderers, and sanction evaders to launder illicit proceeds through the purchase and co-signment of luxury goods.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.